I guess I pretend to talk to my cat, or usually sing to my cat, because I'm fucking Linda Belcher.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know how it goes.
I do that to my dog.
Yeah.
I talk him up.
Yeah.
Talking about him. Tell him he's a handsome boy.
Oh.
You know what's great?
We have very different conversations with our pets.
Now, I call my dog an asshole, too.
Because I just mostly, I'm like, Gus, you're a fucking idiot. What are you doing? Why are you, you're ruining my life, cat. Get out of the way. Stop knocking on the window. I'm just kidding. Jesus.
My dog, everybody likes him, turns out.
Yeah.
He stayed with my sister last week.
I don't like your dog.
Well, that's because you've not hung out with him. He's pretty awesome, though.
I have hung out with him, and he just wants to play fetch, and he doesn't understand the word no. Just keeps bringing the stupid ball almost all the way back.
I mean, you can learn something from dogs. No means yes.
No. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yes. Me.
That's me. Can you say happy birthday to me, Colin? I realize it's the day after my birthday, but...
Oh, shit. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. I forgot somebody else's birthday, too. God damn it.
Fuck everybody else's
Look,
birthday.
Look, dude, I had way more on my plate than I, you know.
No, I know. That's...
Yeah.
That's why I didn't even ask you last night if you were coming. Like, as soon as I saw you were stuck in Chicago, I'm like, well, he's definitely not going to be down
to... Yeah. I wanted to, too, but...
Yeah, I know.
It's all good. So, what, Friday night, Saturday morning, Omaha got hit by just a fucking... A comet or something?
I think they called them gale force winds.
Yeah. Sustained winds, like 70 to 105 miles an hour in some spots.
It was crazy. It set off the tornado alarms out here.
Yeah. Basically, the whole city looks like a tornado went through.
There's
trees down. I've never seen a storm this bad.
I have never seen a windstorm this bad. I've seen one storm that did more damage than this, and that was that blizzard in 97.
This is worse.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It isn't.
It is.
It literally isn't, because...
More people were out of power.
I don't know about that.
Did it? 100%.
I guarantee you more trees didn't fall down.
Dude, I think there may have.
There were 5 trees in this yard alone that fell down.
Yeah, that's fine. Got 3 in my head. I'm seeing trees split in half, things uprooted. Yeah. I've never seen this.
No, that's because you don't look with your eyeballs.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
You should try paying attention to the world around you once in a while,
anyway.
Colin, you selfish fuck.
Anyway.
Fucking with Mimsy and Ben last night for all of Ben's privilege.
Yeah.
What the hell were we even talking about? Oh, yeah.
Or they have gas stove?
They have a gas stove, so they text me and they're like, the stove works, but the oven doesn't. So I just assumed.
Oh, it's probably convection.
I just assumed, because I grew up with lots of people who had stoves that worked and the ovens were just pan storage because they were broken.
Oh.
Because we grew up poor white trash, that I didn't put two and two together that his electricity was out when we were heading down there.
Gotcha.
So I'm just like, all right, so the stove works. That's cool. I don't know why he's telling me. And we get there, and I'm like, oh, your power's out. He's like, yeah, I figured you would have figured that out when I told you the stove worked, but the oven didn't. I'm like, wow, check your privilege, bro.
I don't understand why his oven doesn't work, but his stove does.
The stove is just gas. You
is
just
it
turn it on.
Is it a separate thing? They have an
no,
in-wall?
The oven is gas, but it's all
convection.
Like computer-controlled.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah. So, you know, I just like busting his balls.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. He kind of deserves it. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he does.
Does.
What did he do to you?
Nothing. Nothing. I just felt like saying it. So we went on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
This last week.
Yeah. You went to the planet Endor, as I understand
yes.
it. The forest moon.
I have to say, Northern California, gorgeous.
Yeah.
The natural beauty.
Sure.
Is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I would say anybody who has a chance should go see the redwoods.
All right.
It's really hard to comprehend trees that are 3 times the size the biggest tree you'll ever see here in Nebraska.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, unreal.
Is that the one where there's like the tree that has like a tunnel through the tree?
That one fell down.
Oh.
Yeah, it like collapsed a couple years ago. There's other ones, I think. There was one that was like, you'll pay $10 and you could drive through. I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't pay money to drive through a fucking tree in not even my own car.
I'll just drive through a tree. See, try and stop me.
So a couple of things I will say if you're doing it and, you know, you decide you're going to go up there and drive around.
Yeah.
Do not drive a sports car. Okay. That was fucking sketchy.
Why were you driving a sports car?
Because that's what they gave me.
All right.
They gave me, it was a Nissan Maxima.
All right. So we were saying sports car in like severe quotes here.
I mean, it's one of their sportier cars. It's not like the 350Z. But the Maxima is pretty sport. I mean, it's low to the ground. It's got low profile tires.
Did you try to race any real sports cars while you were in it?
I didn't.
Okay.
It was pretty quick, though.
I know you.
I didn't go fast very much, though, because I was absolutely fucking terrified almost the entire time.
Windy and on the edge of cliffs, yes. Right?
And they don't believe in guardrails.
No.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
There's a couple here and there.
Yeah.
When, you know, it's absolutely like basically when it's a slope down to the edge.
Right.
But that's it. I'm driving through parts of Omaha here and I'm seeing guardrails for like 10-foot drops. I'm like, well, we got it right. We're doing something smart. Californians are idiots.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, their traffic sucks so bad down that they're doing whatever they can to try to kill people.
Well, it's just every time we're driving through the mountains, I'm just talking to Dory. I'm like, how does there not like just people constantly flying off this thing?
Right.
And that little car, the suspension is so stiff. Any bump, it's like clunk, 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 clunk.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
it's a weird.
This.
It's a weird car to give you.
That's yeah. I was hoping for something a little more
reasonable.
I was thinking something more like yours or
a
little, you know, but they were out of everything. They're like, we're giving you an upgrade.
Thanks. Thanks for the upgrade.
All right. I'm like, I had to felt a lot safer in my car, but that's maybe just me. But so Fern Canyon, that's where parts of Jedi were filmed and Lost World.
Right on.
Now I have to watch those movies and see if I can spot it. It's unmistakable.
Yeah.
But I'm not familiar right off the top of my head, what was filmed there, what wasn't. The road to get there was like, an 8-mile dirt road and half of it through a mountain. And it was a little hairy.
Yeah.
You got 2-way traffic and lots of cars.
Yeah.
Something vibrating.
Yeah, but it's... fine. It's whatever. I have no idea what's making the vibrating
noise.
Might
be the fan from your laptop.
Hold on a second. I'm going to pause the show for a moment. I am the one vibrating, but only when I sit.
Trevor's making a continuous vibrating noise.
I have no... Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to... There's some podcasts that just do the whole thing standing up. That's me now.
Just sit. Oh, I can hear it now.
I don't know. It's going to drive me fucking batshit, whatever this rattling noise is. God damn it.
That's weird.
Nobody's going to hear it on the podcast. They're all just going to think I'm a fucking madman, but... Is it that? Nope, it's still going. All right, fuck it. Never mind. Putting it out of my head.
He's not going to post this episode.
The Redwood.
Redwoods, yes.
God damn it.
So, yeah, we went there. We went to a tree grove called the Lady Bird Johnson Grove.
Yeah.
I was looking for simple trails to walk because I don't want to walk on the side of a fucking mountain.
Sure.
I mean, even though we did. But nothing that's going to be treacherous, I guess.
Cause I get it.
I have this problem in my brain.
Yeah.
And Doria's like, it's just a matter of thinking. You have to think differently. I'm like, that's not how this works. Because trust me. I've wanted to think that I'm not absolutely like wobbly legged when I'm near a, treacherous fall.
Next time she gets
do it.
Next time she gets the flu, just be like, well, it's just a matter of feeling differently, dummy.
Oh my God. So, yeah, the Lady Bird Johnson Grove was really cool. That's just like a 3-mile hike in the, it was on a mountain and it was just clouds coming through. So we're like just walking through the clouds looking at these fucking gargantuan trees.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Then we went to a place called Confusion Hill.
Okay.
Confusion Hill is it's an amusement park.
Yeah.
It is something you would absolutely fucking love because it's the most rickety piece of shit amusement park you've ever seen.
What I don't understand what you're implying about me here.
Because it's just up your fucking alley, dude. Right in your wheelhouse. Like,
what are you suggesting about me?
I don't know. What could I be suggesting? But it's got a gravity house. Yeah. Basically, it's a building built on the side of a really steep hill because it's a mountain.
Yeah.
And things are built at angles. Just so slightly just
askew.
Fucking like everything feels off in the room.
Those are cool.
They are. It is really cool. They had a train ride, which we didn't get to do. That like went up the mountain a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're fucking, when we got there, it filled up and we had to be back into town at a certain time. So we couldn't do that.
Right on.
And it had some really cool fucking... It had some really cool features. There's like these spots where you'd stand, one person would stand uphill, one person would stand downhill, and it looked like the person standing downhill was taller.
Yeah.
And then you flip, and you know, it's, that was really fucking neat. There's a show called Gravity Falls.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've not watched it, but I have heard
of it. So apparently the creator of that show like fucking loves this place.
Yeah.
And during COVID, everything in California got shut down. That place was about to go out of business. So the creator of Gravity Falls started a GoFundMe to fucking get, to save the fucking amusement park.
Nice.
And there's a character in the show called Bill Cipher. It's like this fucking triangle demon is what they call it, with a top hat.
All right.
And I don't know the story behind it. Apparently it's a funny show.
Yeah.
It's meant for younger kids, but you know, one of those things.
What isn't?
And there's a...
One second. I think I figured it out. All right. Hopefully we solved it that time. If the first fucking 10 minutes of this podcast just has a constant rattle, I apologize. My house is fucking falling down around me.
Nobody's going to hear it. But yeah, there's this Bill Cipher triangle demon just nailed to one of the trees outside.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. It also has the tallest chainsaw sculpture in the world.
Oh, yeah?
It's a 44-foot totem pole that somebody fucking made.
Okay, that's pretty fucking cool. Out of a dead
redwood.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty fucking awesome. So, you know, that totem pole is about as tall as most of the trees in our yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably taller.
Yeah, it's in that range.
Because, yeah. I guess my trees might be 40-ish. Yeah, 30 probably.
It's really bizarre, though, just seeing trees that are, like, I think the tallest one we ran into, well, that I know of might have been the grandfather tree I got a picture of.
Yeah.
294 feet.
Yeah. Trees tall enough that you could parachute out of them.
Yes. They're fucking insane. And there's people that just climb them, free climb them.
Nope.
I mean, you're not supposed to, but
yeah,
they're, and I missed this because around the first grove, the first two hikes we did, there's another trail that runs along this creek bed. And if the water's low, you can fucking take it and go up the side of a mountain a little bit, which I think it's all wooded. I mean, clearly it is. And it's the presumed tallest tree on the planet. It's called Hyperion, they discovered like 20 years ago or something like that. And the location was secret for a long time while people have found it. This thing's like 380 feet tall.
How did we not notice a 400-foot tree?
Because it's in the middle of the fucking nowhere.
Yeah, but if it's taller than all the other trees...
Well, I think that's what happened is somebody was like, fucking...
What the fuck?
Well, I think that's what happened. Somebody was fucking scouting the area and were like, oh, that fucking thing looks tall.
Yeah.
So they took a fucking measurement and realized that's the tallest one we've ever measured. There was another trail. So we stayed in this little town.
How they took the measurement? Colin laid down next to it. Pulled his dick out.
Wow.
And he's like, it's almost as big, this tree. I'm guessing it's about 14 feet shorter than my dick, so we'll say 386.
Oh my god. So, I don't know if you know how redwoods are the way they are.
No.
It's pretty fascinating. So, you know, trees grow to heights that we have.
Yeah.
They only grow so tall because of gravity. Because the roots suck water up through the ground, and it has to go all the way to the top.
Yeah, okay.
So it only can go up so far, and you know, the tree can no longer grow.
That makes sense.
Well, redwoods and giant sequoia have adapted to drink water from their canopies.
Oh, okay.
So because there's all the fucking coastal like fog and clouds coming in, they absorb all that and they've been able to just continuously fucking grow. All
right, that's pretty fucking cool.
Right, that's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
So
science
indeed. We bought one. We bought a coastal redwood. We're gonna plant it.
Is that legal?
Yeah, it's legal. They're not. It's not going to grow tall. It can't. It doesn't have the environment. It might maybe survive. I don't know.
I mean, there's lots of clouds here.
There are, but
it's just going to be like gobbling up all the clouds on a foggy day.
You know how old these trees are, right?
I mean, no.
Like the grandfather tree is estimated like 1,500 years old.
All right, but I mean, saying so,
like it. Yeah.
Eventually, that tree is going to be. At least 50 feet tall, right?
Yeah, impossible. I don't think it'd grow, probably wouldn't grow much taller than that, though.
Right on.
And it'd be limited by the environment it's in.
You're going to plant that tree?
Yeah.
After the week we've had?
Fuck yeah, I am.
I think that's a good idea after the week we've had?
Redwood trees are very hardy.
Yeah. How deep do their roots go if they don't need them, though?
I mean, they still use their roots.
All right.
You got to remember, there's not branches till 100 feet in the air.
Right.
A lot of times. So right. They're still sucking water up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, man, because
they're
all just like top heavy. And then like there's like only like a couple of little roots on the bottom. And it's just going to go. Ear.
I don't think that's how that works. A
stiff breeze will blow it right into your house. I don't think that's
how that works. But yeah. Yeah, we'll be dead.
Fair enough.
Fuck the neighbors. Or whoever owns that house then.
Your little brother.
Yeah.
It's just going to fall into your dad's house when your little brother never moves out of it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So that was fascinating. I got to say, even with the treacherous driving, like me being fucking scared stiff, like, I mean, there were times where I'm just like gripping the steering because I just don't trust the car. Mm-hmm. The worst was the last fucking night we were there. We went to a restaurant down the coast.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh, scenic drive to this town. I'm like, oh, let's take the scenic drive.
You know what
that was a
means.
Fucking mistake.
Scenic means terrifying, Colin. You didn't know that?
Fuck. Yeah, I should have.
Should look at that word up in the dictionary.
My mistake thinking that there'd be guardrails.
What an idiot.
I know.
You know what's not scenic? Guardrails. Ew.
Yeah.
Ruining the scenery.
You know it's not scenic? Not being able to look to the side because you're just... If you look that way, you're probably going to accidentally turn that way and fly off.
Oh my God, I almost did that once this week. And we were driving somewhere and I just got, and I started fucking getting, what do they call that, destination focus or whatever. And I've just almost peeled across the interstate. Like, whoops.
Yeah, nope. I'm just fucking looking straight ahead.
You don't want to fucking toonsus it?
Fucking
toonsus the driving cat right over the fucking edge?
Nope. It was bad. That one was the worst because that was just fucking, it was so many fucking like just potholes and shit all over the dirt road.
Yeah.
And I'm just like hitting with this super stiff suspension. So my car's blum, blum, blum. I'm like, fuck me.
I mean,
just fucking the whole time down there. And Doria's just like, oh shit.
Maybe just dodge the potholes. Where do you live?
You can't because there's other people coming the other way on a road that's barely wide enough for two cars.
Fair enough.
Fuck that shit. Never again.
Fair enough.
That was awful.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
I'll just stay here.
At least the fucking mountain roads like that had trees that were going to stop you.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a long way down, but you're more likely just going to smash into a gargantuan tree.
Sure.
One of the other things with the Avenue of the Giants was it just like a 27-mile-long stretch of highway through a redwood, just a bunch of redwood groves, which is fucking that'd dope be cool. as shit. Yeah, that one was really cool. That wasn't too hairy. It's mostly fine.
Yeah.
And we stopped a couple of times. There's like a creek that was running along it. We got out and walked down there. That was pretty cool. And it's weird seeing water that's clear. You can see to the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Mountains. Weird.
Yeah.
And then the place we stayed was called this town called Trinidad, which is this like little, it's a tourist town.
Right.
And we stayed in this bed and breakfast that's just overlooking the ocean. They're overlooking their fishing harbor and the ocean. And it was fucking gorgeous. The first night we went out and there's like a trail down the front, like right up front of the bed and breakfast. So, let's go down there. Walk down a set of stairs and get to it levels out, get to a spot and there's like more kind of stairs. But not really stairs, but sort of stairs.
Yeah, just
And they're like
shapes carved into the ground.
Yeah, with like wood. There's like wood that kind of makes a stair shape.
Right.
And but they're not even. Like sometimes some of them drop down like 2 feet. Right. Other ones are like a couple inches. And I was like, I'm probably not going to do that. And Dory was like, well, see you later. And fucking just trudges down there. I'm like, fuck that shit.
Did you just do like a toddler and just sit down and scoot down?
No, I didn't go with her. Fuck that.
You puss.
No. Well, she was like, you wouldn't have made it back up.
That's funny.
Because like it went down and then there was another trail going down that I couldn't see. Well, that fucking one was steep.
Yeah.
Because we ended up taking a trail. There's a big rock, just a big fucking rocky outcrop that was like 400 feet tall. There's a trail around that. We went up that, which was also fucking frightening because there's a few spots where it's just open.
Yeah.
Somebody can come up and push you from behind and you fly off and die. Mm-hmm. These are the thoughts that go through my head when I'm on those things.
That's perfectly rational.
Apparently it's not, Trevor.
Happens down there all the time. I guarantee it.
You would think.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's like the perfect crime.
Yeah.
What?
I can't believe you made it back. I figured, you know, she's married now. She'd kill you for the insurance money. She'd be like, oh, he got all panicky and started going, woo, and then just walked right off the edge like an idiot.
Yeeted himself off the fucking cliff. But so we get up there and I'm looking over and I see that trail that we walked down that she went down. I'm like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't have made it back up. I'd have died because there's no walking across the beach. It's like, I'd have been fucked.
You'd be like, yeah, you're going to need to get a helicopter to lift him out.
Yes. Well, if they can get there before the tide came in and drowned me. Yeah. I was like, that's stupid. Why do people do this stuff? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't leave my house, so.
I wish I could relate to, like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
The sand was really cool.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, not like any sand I've ever seen.
Did you bring back the little vial of sand?
Yeah, we bought a little jar and brought back some for Sophia. And it's real black.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, real dark. But super fucking soft. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Been beat on by water for millions of years. I guess that'll happen.
Yep.
Yeah, and otherwise, eating's really expensive out there.
I can't imagine. Everything's really expensive.
Of course, it's expensive here now. Everything's expensive everywhere.
That's also true.
It's fucking stupid. But we went to a bunch of different places. And what I noticed is we went to two restaurants that were kind of high-end.
Yeah.
They weren't that good for like the money. Then we went to this fucking place right next door to the bed and breakfast that was like, it's just busy, but it wasn't super expensive.
Yeah.
Fucking delicious.
So you're saying Maddox's whole thing on monetary biases and expensive food not being better is spot on?
No. A lot of times, yes. But it's not a rule that I would necessarily, because there are places that are expensive that are fucking actually good.
Right.
Well, and one of the places we went was like, that's the one with the treacherous drive. Apparently they used to be really good and then they got bought and then COVID hit and it's been fucked ever since.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
That one was really pretty though, because it's just sitting right above the beach, the view of the sunset. That was really cool.
That is cool.
But yeah, our service was fucking garbage and I paid $32 for fucking fish and chips.
Was it at least good fish?
It wasn't better than the other place that had fish and chips that was half the price.
All right. That's too bad.
Yeah. It was halibut, though. But I'm like, you're deep frying it, so you don't really fucking taste it.
Man, I went up to Bailey's up the street here this morning for breakfast and had a shrimp breakfast quesadilla.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking might have been the best thing I've ever eaten, man.
So?
I don't know how they get fresh shrimp in Omaha, but that shit was...
Yeah.
Straight out of the ocean, I guess.
So the thing, one of the things was, most of what I ate was seafood because I'm on the fucking coast. Why would I eat anything else? And that place...
You don't go to California and eat steak.
No, that's stupid.
Right.
Yeah, we had a discussion about that, actually. But I got fucking clam chowder at two places because I'm like, I think I would probably like clam chowder. I've only ever had it out of the can and it's holy shit, I love clam chowder. It's fucking delicious.
That doesn't surprise me.
The cheap places was better than the expensive places.
It's
The other thing I did was they had this Dungeness crab poutine.
Okay.
At the place next to our B&B. Holy fuck, that was amazing.
It's just crab and...
It's crab and French fries and some sauce that they make. Oh, it was fucking good.
I love French fries and crab.
Yeah, well...
So that sounds pretty good. I mean, I'm not flying to California for it, but...
No.
I want to open a poutine shop here.
There's a guy, my cousin's high school friend of my cousin's just opened a poutine truck.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So he beat me to the idea.
Yeah, he's all... He's,
where does he park? Because I'm going.
I'd have to look it up. He's all over town, though. Bellevue and
he's he open comes now.
Midtown.
We'll get some poutine.
Yeah. I don't generally like poutine. Some of it's okay.
Yeah.
It just depends.
Sure.
I don't like the poutine where it's just fucking brown gravy with cheese curds. Yeah. It's garbage.
You gotta get the fancy shit.
Yeah.
You gotta get French fries with fancy shit.
Get French fries with fucking crab on it. Goddamn. Yeah, that's what I good.
Want. The shitty pizza place by my work has... Like buffalo.
They have really good poutine, but shitty pizza.
Right.
It's weird. I've been there twice, and that's my experience every time. Buffalo chicken poutine
is real fucking good, man.
Then we went to, so we stayed, the town we stayed in was near the big town in the area was called Eureka.
Yeah.
And the bed and breakfast host was like, I'd say that town's kind of a callus.
A callus?
Yeah, a callus. What he should have said was a shit stain.
Oh.
There's two things to do there. One is to go to the Sequoia National or the Sequoia Zoo, Sequoia Park Zoo. I don't remember the name of it.
And the other is meth.
Yes.
Okay.
The other is meth. The bed and breakfast owner said that he thinks he correlates the fucking shittiness of that town with the legalization of marijuana.
Yeah.
That it basically just brought fucking everybody. More people to the town, and it's gone downhill ever since. And now people aren't dealing marijuana. They're selling other shit.
Yeah.
It was gross, though. Super fucking gross. Drove through and it's just every windows busted out in businesses. Wasn't an uncommon thing. Fuck. Don't go to Eureka, California.
Okay.
Unless you want to go to that zoo. Because the zoo... has a suspended a big walkway through the fucking canopy of the redwoods.
Yeah.
And that was really fucking neat.
I think that sounds terrifying, but it does kind of sound cool.
Well worth it. Because, you know, we have similar issues when it comes to stuff like that. It wasn't near as fucking bad as I thought it would be.
All right.
Because it's a big fucking, it's real wide walkways. They're sturdy as fuck. The railings are like to my chest.
All right.
So I don't feel like I'm going to tip over it on accident.
I don't know, man. I get to the top of the tower down at.
I do too. I can't. It's fucking.
Platte River State Park.
I can't do those either. They fucking, I'm just like in the center of it.
Yeah,
like,
same.
I don't know what it is. I felt a lot safer on this. The only parts I didn't like were the very end. There's a big fucking spruce tree. And there was a little fucking bridge, one of those bridges like at the zoo.
Yeah.
In the jungle, but bigger, a little bit wider. I did it once and then we walked it again later after we walked the rest of the zoo. And there was just like, oh, come
on. Now who's the professional one? Not you.
Hold on.
You want me to pause this?
Yeah. Hello?
Colin, I might have to edit this episode. I don't like having to edit an episode.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Got a bunch of storm damage on my house, so...
Yeah.
Got an insurance coming out to...
Oh, fucking hell of a storm ripped through here, man.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Didn't affect my house at all, surprisingly.
No, because you chopped down all those trees that would have crushed your house.
Thank fucking Christ.
Yeah, no shit.
That one along the garage, that one walnut tree would have took out either my garage or my neighbor's house for sure.
Yeah.
It would have come down. And this one probably would have come down to the deck.
For sure.
And my power lines.
But, yeah, so the walkway through the trees was fucking awesome. If anybody gets a chance to do it, I highly recommend it.
Jesus. Will you just mute your fucking phone?
I did.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Colin. This is...
I didn't. Yeah, so I got a new phone. This is Android 11.
You bring me your old one yet?
No, not
you
yet. I've been busy.
All I want from my, you haven't had anything to do. Just been sitting around playing in the trees.
So my last phone, if I hit the volume down, it turned the ringer down. Unless I'm like watching a video, then it turned audio.
Yeah.
Like, and this one just does audio, and you have to just hit silence on it.
Fair enough.
It's fucking dumb. Anyway, and then we took a boat tour of the harbor, which was weird just because it's a boat harbor of a harbor that I don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
I guess it was kind of cool because the boat is like the oldest in service fucking
I mean, you got to see the ocean, right?
And we saw it, but not like not on that boat.
Oh,
we didn't go on the ocean in that boat
because
it was like 20 feet long. It's like an old 110-year-old fucking Coast Guard boat. So basically
you just went on a lake tour?
Yeah, kinda. It was fine. I mean I enjoyed seeing giant lumber mills, I guess.
All right.
I mean, that was kinda cool.
That's all right.
Yeah. So
Let me ask you something, Colin.
What's up?
You're out there looking at all these 100-foot tall trees, right?
Yeah.
What's all this about a wood shortage? Why are we having this lumber shortage when we got all that?
Oh, I got some pictures. I got some pictures of the lumber. Yeah. And we drove by some lumber yards.
Yeah.
There's no fucking shortage, dude.
That's funny.
Like, there's a shitload of wood. Like, basically, when on that boat tour, one of the lumber mills had this fucking, oh, I don't know, probably a 10-acre pile of fucking logs.
Oh.
That they're like, oh, yeah, those are for in the winter when they're not logging. That's for then.
So why is wood so expensive?
Because they can charge that and people will pay it.
God damn it.
That's the reason.
Fair enough.
Yep. I mean, fuck, man. Mm. I mean, you control the prices. Look at diamonds. People still buy those stupid fucking things.
Yeah, shit's retarded.
Yeah, it is. That's why I bought a lab-made one.
Good job.
Because I'm fucking smart and I, you know.
Or just buy a used one because used diamonds are worth $0. Secondhand diamond. There is no secondhand diamond market. I mean, there's like Saul's Jewelry and Loan.
I mean, there is, but they're fucking.
But like a $10,000 diamond secondhand is like, they're like, oh, give me $5 for it. It's just going in the trash.
I don't think that's
true. We're just going to cut glass with it or something stupid.
That's not true. But yeah. So we did that. And that was really our trip. It was just good time walking trails and seeing pretty, pretty places.
Right on.
And lots of homeless people.
Yeah.
A fuck ton of them. Oh, and we ate at this little breakfast cafe the last day. It's just called like the Beachcomber Cafe. Fuck, that was good.
Right on.
That was really good.
I went to the zoo yesterday? Friday.
Oh.
What?
That's the other thing I want to say about their zoo. So their zoo, other than the tree walk thing, they have raccoons.
Okay.
And domestic pigs. And, oh, they had some, what are those, flamingos. They had some of those.
Okay. So one animal and that like, isn't and just like a red backyard.
And like a red panda. But yeah, everything else was, so the bread and breakfast guy was like, so, how was the zoo? And we're like, well, the walk was cool. He's like, yeah, last time I was there, they had deer. He's like, I can just fucking go outside and see those. I was like, yeah, that was...
You're like, I'm from Omaha.
Well, and that's why I was like, Doria was like, what the fuck is going on here? I'm like, Doria, you have to remember we're spoiled. This is probably what most zoos are actually like.
You got to tell her to check her privilege.
We're incredibly spoiled with the Henry Doorly Zoo.
Yeah. Because
it's in the top 10 all the time.
Yeah, of zoos. Top 5 usually.
It depends on who's fucking whatever. Sure.
Gorilla House closed. That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's being renovated, so I'm sure it'll be dope as fuck whenever it opens back up, because everything they've been doing lately has been pretty cool.
I haven't gone in a while. I need to go again.
They got this new sea lion exhibit where you can, like, walk down under, and there's, like, you know, you can see the sea lions swimming, and they come back and forth and play with you underwater. There's a stingray petting zoo. You want to go get vengeance for your boy?
That sounds like like a bad idea.
Well, you don't get in the water with them, so they can't stab you in the heart.
Sounds like a bad plan there.
You just put your hand into there, and they just swim under your hand.
Oh. So they can barb you in the fucking jugular in your arm?
That's not the jugular. That's...
You know what I mean.
Yes.
Fuck that. Fuck them stingrays.
Yeah.
Nobody should ever pet them.
You want to go punch a bunch of stingrays.
We need to exterminate all stingrays.
It's like $4.
I think that's what Steve Irwin would have wanted.
No. So
extermination of an entire species.
Definitely not.
I think that's what he'd want. I've watched his videos.
He just wants you to stick your thumb in their asses. Look, I don't want to talk.
That's a throwback.
I don't want to talk about any of the fucking animals, all right? The zoo's fine. It's the zoo.
Yeah.
New shit every year. It occurred to me when we were walking around that, like, now that the cat house is gone, I've been alive longer than any attraction in the zoo has existed.
Okay.
Because the oldest thing in the zoo now is the, other than the train.
I was going to say, is the fucking, the dairy zoo part.
That's gone.
Is it gone? Jeez.
The oldest thing in the zoo is the bug house, the Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom, which they built when I was like 9 or 10.
Wow.
Because I remember when that was brand new.
Well, you're fucking old, Trevor.
So I'm older than the zoo officially. Like the train has been there since, but the train is older than I can remember. And there's a carousel there that was been there all along. But every animal exhibit has now been demolished and rebuilt since I've been alive.
Oh,
which is fucking weird.
We walked through that place's aviary, Trevor. Yeah. It was like the size of your living room.
Yeah.
Like literally you walk into that door and then you walk out of that door and that was their aviary.
So
it was really sad.
It's like smaller than our butterfly house.
Much. I was like, aw, how cute.
The aviary is currently being renovated.
Yeah.
It is torn open and drained out. There are no birds in there. No idea where the birds are. They got rid of Polar Bear Canyon, so there's no more bears at all in the zoo, which bums me out.
Oh, that's lame.
I assume they're someday going to bring them back, but right. I don't know. Maybe they'll be in the monkey house when that's all done being rebuilt.
Polar bears seem like they got a lot less traffic, though. They're way off the beaten path.
I love the polar bears.
They're way down south, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
where the sea lions are now.
South? No, north.
Southeast.
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, bottom right, if you're... I don't know, man. I don't know directions when I'm in there. I just know that here's the entrance, here's where the polar bears were, and it's the sea lions now. They're right down by kind of where the petting zoo used to be.
Yeah.
Because all that's gone now, too. The petting zoo is gone, and it's all this new kids' fucking playground thing that they just opened.
Yeah, I've seen that.
All the fucking African savanna wildlands and grasslands where all the elephants and rhinos and lions and shit are now is fucking cool, though. Like, it was there last time we went, but all that shit is real.
Does the sky rail thing go over that? It goes over the lions.
It goes right over the lions.
Okay.
But you know who will never know everywhere it goes? A guy who would never, ever get on that thing.
I've been on it. It's not that bad.
Yeah. Sounds stupid.
I mean...
No.
It's really stupid if that thing stops and you fall off your fucking cart above the lions, but hey, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's why...
At least you know.
I'll never ride on it.
At least you know then.
We did ride the train. I haven't been on the train since I was a little kid, so that was fun. It's like a fucking, 10 minutes round trip total?
Right.
Yeah, but it was fun. I enjoyed it. All right. So, but fuck that. Let's talk about the real animals at the zoo, Colin.
Trevor.
The real animals at the zoo.
Are the humans that fucking walk through there?
So there's these misters that just missed because it was 112 fucking degrees out.
Yeah.
So there's these just poles with mist on them, just spraying. There's this kid, maybe 12 years old, with his mouth wrapped around one of the mister nozzles like it was a fucking tit. Drinking... Like, it was a fucking water fountain with his mouth, like, just licking this fucking mister.
Were their parents around?
Like, he looked like a fucking gerbil, man, in a tank. The gerbils go up to the little bottle, and they're like, look, look, look. That's him on this fucking body mister.
Yeah.
It's 100 degrees. We're like, let's go get in the mister. And then this kid's, like, fucking...
Slivering his COVID
like,
all over
really
it.
Really going to town on this thing. And I'm like, well...
Deep throating the fucking mister.
I guess we're just going to sweat to death.
Yeah. Well... maybe you should have got there first and sucked on it first.
He wasn't the worst person I saw there.
Oh, God.
We get down into the kingdom of the night.
Yeah?
You know, nocturnal creatures. They don't like the light.
Nope. Oh, people's cell phones?
Everybody's got cell phone flashlights on and are
Jesus
fucking flashing
Christ.
In these things. Just walking through pitch black things with these red lights because, you know, night. It's nighttime. Yeah. You're not supposed to have flash. I'm going to shine flashlights in these things. I think I'm going to go apply to be free security for down there, and I'm just going to grab everybody. I'm going to put a sign up that says,
throw if their, you turn just your flashlight. Chuck their fucking thing in the alligator pens.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Try to get it back, idiot.
I'm going
to
drop it
He's
down
hungry
that,
too.
That bottomless fucking well hole that's right at the beginning there.
fucking
assholes.
Wow.
They weren't the most annoying people down there.
Jesus.
So there's this nice, pretty albino white. It's not technically albino because its eyes have pigment. I don't know what. There's a whole fucking sign explaining it. It's a white alligator.
Yeah,
it's pretty fucking
cool.
Dope. You know what alligators do? Other than eat, when they're not eating,
they sleep.
They just lay on a log and sleep.
Yeah.
This old bitch is standing there at the edge, leaning over, trying to get this alligator to do a trick.
Did you tell her to knock it the fuck off?
No, because if I would have just thrown her into the fucking water if I didn't just walk away. So she's just sitting there clapping at this alligator like you dumb fucking bitch. What do you think it's going to do? Think it's going to jump through a fucking hoop for you or something? It's a fucking alligator. It lays on a log. Look, get in there and go clap in its face. You'll see what it does real fucking quick. Let it latch onto you and just start fucking rolling you until you're a fucking bloody dead mess, you dumb fucking cunt.
I will say I did appreciate, so that the zoo in Eureka, when we were on the walk, there was somebody working for the zoo on the walkway.
Yeah.
Going just around telling people.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Going Good. Around telling people, hey, don't do that. You're an idiot.
Ugh.
And then being educational.
The Henry Dorley Zoo needs that badly. Just needs somebody in the Kingdom of the Night to slap some dumb bitch.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Henry Dorley Zoo mostly employs like 15-year-olds.
Yeah, a bunch of children.
Yeah, because...
I mean, I get it. It's cheap labor.
Yeah.
Fuck, tickets are expensive now.
They are.
$30 for base, $45 if you want to get on all the rides.
Oof.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they went up since even like we went like 2 years ago and it was only like, I think, $20 a ticket.
Right. Oh, shit, that's...
Clapping at a fucking alligator. It's an alligator, you dolt. What do you think it's going to do?
You should have just walked by him like, hey, I think I'll like it better if you jump in.
Oh, I should have just walked and started clapping at her and see if she did a trick, the dopey fuck.
Goddamn.
I was so fucking irritated by her. Like, what are you doing? Like... I was so fucking pissed at her that I completely forgot about all the assholes with flashlights in there. I'm like, you know what?
Right.
At least what you're doing makes sense. You're assholes, but you want to see the animals, so I understand what you're doing. There's a fucking logic behind you being an asshole. Your assholeness has a fucking functional purpose that I can understand, even if it's fucking stupid.
So, pro tip. Don't go during the day. Go in the evening, like early evening.
They close at 5.
Yeah, I know. So, go there at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
I mean, we walk around
for 2 hours.
We got there at 1.
What day?
Friday.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably a problem.
We couldn't go to the lead jungle because it closes at 4.
I think, try it again when that, yeah, that's hard. That sucks.
Try it again when there's another pandemic, so I'm the only one fucking in there?
No, when they're, like when school starts, which will be early August. It'll fucking cut down on a lot of the crowds.
Other than the fucking idiot blowjobbing the fucking mister, all my problems were groups of adults with no fucking children in sight.
Weird.
Some fucking old fucking Karen demanding to see this alligator's fucking manager because it wasn't doing tricks for her. Fuck.
So another thing I realized from... Hold on.
All right. Holding on.
Yard along the streets just like filled up with fucking branches and we still have two big limbs back there. So I made an observation when I was out in California there.
Yeah.
An observation. So I've been driving in this town for what, 23 years now?
In Omaha?
Yeah.
All right.
And I've noticed a steep decline over the last 10 or 15 years in the quality of drivers.
Bro, this weekend has been a fucking nightmare.
Oh, it's terrible.
This whole fucking weekend.
You know one thing I noticed?
It took me fucking 2 hours to get home from the zoo. That's only a mild exaggeration.
So one thing I noticed is that I experienced a lot of similar behavior when I was out in California.
Yeah, duh. People are people.
But it's not LA. I mean, it's Northern California, so yeah. It should be maybe different, but it's not.
All people, Colin.
Well, here's the thing. So, like 15 to 20 years ago, there was an influx of people migrating from California to Nebraska.
That's the problem.
Because we're the Silicon Prairie, and yeah. It was like cheap to live here. So big people left the fucking state en masse and came and ruined our state.
Yeah.
Is basically what.
So basically what they're doing to Texas right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful. Beautiful state. The people need to be wiped out. They need to be Thanos'd.
Let's just, why stop at a state?
Well, you know, whatever.
We fucked up getting vaccines and getting masks and social distancing.
Oh,
and,
my God. That's another thing,
and
man.
And doing anything it to prevent that from taking care of a third of the population of this planet like it should have.
It was a weird mix of, like, you're in the fucking sticks.
Yeah.
And there's, like, this old redneck guy, the guy who's running that Confusion Hill.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely 100% have a mask on in this building or yeah. Don't come in. But he was the old redneckiest fucking dude I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, that is bizarre.
Yeah.
It doesn't, as you say, track.
Yeah.
With logical thought.
He's wearing a MAGA hat
basically,
and a mask.
Yeah. It was fucking weird.
He's wearing a MAGA hat and a mask that says, I got vaccinated.
Yeah. But yeah. So California, those people ruined our driving.
Yeah. And our zoo.
Also,
fucking bitch.
So, like, power's out in a lot of areas around here?
I somehow didn't lose power, hey, and
lucky,
I don't know
good,
fucking
good
how,
job.
Man.
Lucky you.
I know.
Well,
I feel so fucking fortunate because everybody else I know is still without power.
No matter how many fucking Facebook posts are made
yeah.
or alerts are made to treat non-working red lights as four-way stops,
yeah,
people don't.
No, I know.
We've gotten almost hit. Four times.
Yeah, we were driving down to Mimsy's last night.
Nice.
And I was just shouting at everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody who drives, I'm like, nope, that's not how you do it.
That's what Doria did earlier today.
Nope, that's not how that shit works. And then on our way back, some of them had turned on, but they were just flashing yellow. And now motherfuckers are treating flashing yellow lights like stop signs. I'm like,
no.
You got it all fucking backwards, you dumb fucks. Right.
Yep, that's the same thing fucking happened to us. We ran the same
thing. Oh, my God.
Some guy stopped me. I'm like, no, flashing yellow, you approach with caution.
Yeah.
Because the other side is flashing red.
You
and those people stop
shits.
And go when it's fucking free.
But if there's no lights, they're just zooming right fucking through it.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God, you fucking idiots.
Yes. Yeah. We got up to one and we're going to turn and we were there.
Yeah.
And Doria starts turning. This guy is just pulling up, just goes right through.
Yeah.
And then he looks at her like she's fucking an idiot. I'm like,
just make you just want to
wish I could
glove compartment
stab
gun.
People. Stab them.
Just you ever seen what's that fucking Steve Martin movie?
With any luck, he'll get coronavirus and fucking die.
It's just like fucking. It's like open season on the freeway, and they all just start shooting at each other.
I don't know what that
some
is.
Old Steve Martin. Steve Martin and fucking the chick who looks like a horse from Sex and the City.
Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, they have a movie together.
Don't know it.
L.A. Story or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
I have a story. Okay. I don't really have a story. I have the title of several stories I've read over the past fucking week.
I have one story.
And all of them say the same thing. You ready for this fucking just nugget of brilliance? Like this little tidbit of information that'll really blow your tits off, Colin?
I think I'm ready.
Almost every coronavirus-related death in the past 2 months has been from unvaccinated people.
Okay.
That's a news article. That's several news articles on several news sites, Colin.
Yeah.
The people still getting coronavirus are the ones who are unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I should fucking hope so. If half the fucking deaths from coronavirus are vaccinated people, we got a real fucking problem with the vaccine, don't we, you dumb shits? All of the deaths should be from unvaccinated people. That's how the fucking vaccine works. Nobody who dies should be vaccinated, or you didn't make a vaccine. Did you? So of course all the deaths are unvaccinated people. Why is that a news story?
It's to beat it home to people that are refusing to get it.
They're not going to get it because of that. They're going to think you're lying still.
I know.
You're fucking retarded.
I know, but it's whatever.
Holy shit. If you want to pat yourself, man, on the ass,
The money is paid for the PR, so they got to do it.
Do it better. Be like, hey, vaccine works. There's a headline, not all the deaths are unvaccinated. Well, good. Because that means the vaccine is doing what it's supposed to be doing, you dumb shits. Of course they are. Ugh. The fucking reports, like the fucking articles are like in a shocking revelation.
I have a worse article.
Oh my God. I don't think that's possible.
From Kotaku.
Holy fuck. Unvaccinated people are bad at video games.
Sega changes Phantasy Star Online 2 name to something less borderline racist.
Phantasy Star is racist?
Phantasy Star Online 2 is there's a name of an NPC that is almost racist.
Okay, let's hear what's the original name.
Mining robot NPC Digga, Diggah.
Okay, because he digs?
Yes.
Oh.
Because he digs. Was due for a name change. A non-player character in Sega MMO Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis underwent a name change with this week's scheduled maintenance. The black and brown member of the robotic cast race formerly known as Digga shall be henceforth known as Excator. Brought to our attention by Joe Blah 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 Blah, nobody gives a fuck. He was originally the name of a non-player character responsible for handing out mining missions to players. He introduces players to Dolomite, which is like a fucking mineral, I think.
How is it spelled?
Dalomite.
Okay.
A rare purple mineral used to upgrade equipment in the massively multiplayer, blah, blah, blah.
Who cares?
Oh, no. The name Digga isn't inherently offensive, but it's a single letter away from a very bad word indeed.
Well, no, it's three letters away.
It's doubtful the name was intended to be. It's doubtful.
It's doubtful.
The name was intended to be offensive, as it's basically the English version of the character's original Japanese name.
Hold on.
Diggeru, basically Digger.
Yeah.
However, combined with cast's relatively unique coloration and the unique color, a guy who digs dirt is brown.
Does he look like that Pokemon who's just a black blob with giant red lips?
I wish.
You know what I'm talking about? Who's the Dragon Ball character who's
Mr.
just
Mr. Popo? No.
Yeah, does he look like Mr. Popo?
No, he looks like a robot.
Oh. You know what I hope, Colin? Go on. Sorry.
However, combined with the cast's relatively unique coloration and the fact that he asks players to find Dolomite, which sounds very similar to 70s blaxploitation comedy film Dolomite.
Because anybody in Japan knows who the fuck Dolomite is.
It's easy to see how the name could be considered pretty damn offensive.
No, it isn't. It's a pretty damn stretch to even... Colin, do you know who Dolomite is?
Yeah.
Do you know who Dolomite is because you knew who Dolomite was or because you saw Big Money Hustlers?
Big Money Hustlers, for sure.
Yeah. Nobody knows who the fuck Dolomite is. Nobody cares. He's a third-rate shaft that even in the 70s, nobody knew who he was. The only reason anybody knows who Dolomite is because the Insane Clown Posse had him as a joke side character in their shitty fucking homemade movie.
It's true. Yeah. So, moral of the story is that Kotaku needs to be deleted.
Is there a byline on that? Who wrote that article?
Mike Fahey, former Omaha mayor. apparently.
Former Omaha mayor Mike Fahey, who is now writing for Kotaku. I hope you don't get vaccinated. Fuck you.
Oh, you know, he guaranteed fucking...
God, I hope they gave him the fucking placebo, that piece of shit. Or I hope he's one of the fucking few in Minecraft. Fuck that guy.
I know. I need to look through the rest of them, see if he has any, like, the clicking of certain mechanical keyboards is racist.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He probably doesn't like the Cherry MX Brown keycaps or machines. Yeah.
Is this a real article title, or are you just
I'm just making it up okay. because it's probably true.
God damn. That was such good satire that I thought it was real.
Right. Right. I fucking...
Colin, I'm going to read an email to...
Kotaku is garbage.
It's the fucking worst.
I don't even know how that shit gets fucking... It pops up on my Facebook feed.
And... It's not the worst. What's the other one?
Well, I mean, there's like...
The Verge is just as bad. Oh, maybe it is. Whichever one...
Mother Jones. Mother Jones is fucking awful.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to... We have an email, Colin. Okay. If you would like to write in, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Fleer writes in a topic about smokers. I assume he's talking about the guys who ride jet ski in the hit 90s movie Waterworld. Hey, Loud Neighbors.
The hit 90s movie. That's the joke in that line.
Yeah.
That fucking movie is garbage.
It's a fucking 3-hour epic.
Everything Kevin Costner ever did was 3+ hours. Yeah, everything.
But that one's the best.
No, except for the movies that were actually good, like fucking Field of Dreams was actually pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
James Earl Jones is in it.
It doesn't make it good.
It did.
Hey, Loud Neighbors. This email is mostly for Colin, so I'm going to stop reading it. Fuck you.
God damn it.
I have a Z grill that I purchased last year.
Nice.
And so far, I've had no issues with it. I'm not aware of an ash blower slash cleaner, but I haven't had a lot of buildup yet. I do know that there's a fan that runs for about 10 minutes after I shut it off to make sure there's nothing still going. Maybe no. That's clearing out the ash? Question mark?
No. The Z grills had some. So I've done a lot of research. Mm-hmm. I ended up buying one before we came back. I just ordered it online.
Good timing.
I got a Camp Chef.
Yeah.
Which... reading articles, there's so many different fucking brands out there, and what I'm finding is like the Pit Bosses and shit you see at most of the fucking places, like they suck at temperature regulation.
Yeah.
Traegers are just fucking expensive.
Yeah.
They're good, but they're expensive. And then I'm like, I found Z grills. I was looking at those because they had some pretty good deals. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. But then I'm just like, oh, they don't fucking have like easy ways to clean them out.
Yeah.
And that was one of my big issues, because cleaning the fucking smoker sucks.
Sure.
Well, then I found this Camp Chef, which is fucking awesome because it's just got this sliding grill system where you move the fucking, there's just the metal fucking shroud away from the fire cup.
Yeah.
And you just direct flame searing all your food, so you can right just on. Straight grill on it. So I'm excited about that.
Cool.
Very excited.
Invite me over when you get it. Now eat food.
Of course.
Also, have you looked at Green Mountain Grills?
A little bit. They're expensive.
I have a few friends with those, and they have the Wi-Fi Bluetooth capabilities.
That was the other thing I was looking at. I'm like, oh, that's convenient, but I'm like, I don't fucking need it. I just want a hopper that will fucking hold 20 pounds of pellets, and I don't have to fill. My Traeger has like a 6-pound hopper.
Yeah.
And you have to check on that thing pretty frequently. It sucks. I can't just like put it on overnight and go, oh, I'll leave it alone. I have to, like, I'm going to have to wake up halfway through and fucking go out and fill it. So that's the only problem with that. But
right on.
Yeah.
That's our email.
Sweet.
It's our podcast for the week.
It is our podcast for the week. Also, I don't know, the smoker. In my backyard, the Traeger was under a branch.
Yeah.
Lifted it up. Looks like it's got some dents and stuff on it. So, I don't know. I mean, just...
Shit happens.
Yeah. Hopefully it's...
If you're filing an insurance claim, they will pay you for it.
Yeah. They're going to have to pay me for a lot of stuff,
yeah,
man. Because,
jeez. I learned that getting my house, my roof done. They came out and looked at my roof.
My gutters, my siding are fucked up.
They paid
my
me for all that.
They
paid
up.
Me for they paid me to get my deck restained, which obviously I know. I need to rebuild that deck, so I wasn't terribly concerned about it.
Right.
But then lumber prices went through the roof because California's hoarding lumber, apparently.
Yep. They are.
For all their homeless people to live under.
All their homeless people. Yeah, right.
All right, so, that's all I got.
Okay.
Bitches and they're fucking clapping at fucking alligators, man.
That's ridiculous.
Fucking irritating. All right, thanks for listening.